It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Jennifer Feiss with the Valley City Barnes County Director of Economic Development. Thanks for joining us today, Jennifer.
Thanks, Steve, and appreciate you having me on.
Let's talk a little bit about the Bush Prize for Community Innovation. This is something that some people are aware of, but maybe people new to the community need to find out a little bit about what this is about.
Exactly. The Bush Prize for Community of Innovation is a prize that the Development Corporation was awarded in November. We applied to the Bush Foundation and were one of five recipients in the tri-state area. And as a recipient, we are receiving $358,000 from the Bush Foundation.
That's really nice. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
For that.
Appreciate that.
And what will this money be used for?
The only caveat from the Bush Foundation is that it's used for charitable purposes. And so what the corporation would like to do is be able to communicate with the community and ask about the ideas, the initiatives, the projects, innovative projects of various kinds. Ask about what is out there, what's going on out there. There's a lot we know, but there's a lot we don't know as well. And the prize money can be used for it must be used for charitable purposes. So people in the community may not know that the funds are available. They may not know what the funds can be used for. And so this is an exchange between the community and the Development Corporation to see what kind of really great ideas are out there. And I know they're out there, but we would like to find them.
Well, in order to do that, they have to be listening to this, and maybe they can contact you if they've got some ideas, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And all we're asking for at this point is for parties to contact my office, myself specifically. They can submit a brief project summary identifying what their idea, what the project might be. It doesn't even have to be a project right now today. It could be a great idea that somebody's been thinking about. Mm-hmm. And bring that forward, have a brief description of that, a project estimate, cost estimate, and then send that to us. And then from there, the board can go through all of these great ideas and then request some additional information and then look at potential funding.
And can you give us an example of what would work? In the past, people probably say, well, I've got an idea, but will this work? Or maybe this does and this doesn't.
Right. And as soon as you have something like this, you just know of how many great ideas there are out there. Mm-hmm. And there's just, even though $358,000 is a lot, it'll go very quickly. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe a good example might be in education, for example. We know our school system is working with the university on the dual credit program. Now, had that not already been in place, a synopsis could be presented to the corporation, and we'd look at that and say, you know, this is a great way to advance education, save students money, save families money, and just it's a win-win for everybody. It's very impactful. We're looking at things that would have some longevity, be very impactful and meaningful, and also fit the goals and objectives of the corporation. So, you know, it's just one example of probably many things that might be out there.
Okay. Now, we have another, the Cheyenne Valley Community Foundation. So this is separate, not to be confused. There's two separate entities that work a little bit different as far as this charitable topic that we're talking about, or the Bush Foundation.
Right. So actually, the Community Foundation is one of the applicants that submitted some ideas to us. And the nice thing about the foundation is they're already set up and they've had grant rounds. And mm-hmm. we've seen the news as a result of their grant rounds. So they've gotten a lot accomplished in a short period of time. And they, in turn, have worked to help other nonprofits build capacity and provide funds, you know, grant round funds to, you know, other organizations in the community. So it's an example of a recipient who could receive funds from us, and we actually, you know, are working with them already, and then they could help others. You know, there's a lot of other organizations out there. Think of all the different service clubs and organizations in the community, from Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts to the hockey club to whoever it is. I mean, there's just so many things that are out there.
Okay.
And we just don't know. So how do people know if they can apply for funds when they're not even aware? So this is an awareness, trying to build awareness and ask them to give some thought about what ideas and projects that are meaningful that would fit our mission and our vision.
And eligibility requirements? Are they?
It's got to be charitable.
Okay.
And that really is it.
That's it.
Okay. Not a for-profit business, obviously. That wouldn't necessarily be charitable. But just think about all of the things that are always out there fundraising. And this is an opportunity for us to provide some seed money and maybe help a group get over a hump someplace. I don't know. But
is there an application deadline?
We are asking people to submit the brief project summary with that cost estimate to us by Friday, February 7th.
Okay.
Excuse me, that's a Thursday.
Let's see.
Thursday the 7th.
Okay.
February 7th. And then I have a board meeting on February 10th, and I'd like to be able to present this list of ideas to the board, you know, so they have a sense of what is out there and how to start awarding funds.
All right. Now, Jennifer, if somebody's listening to this and they got an idea, how can they contact you?
They should call me at 840-7820 or send me an email at vdg@hellovalley.com. And, of course, we're on the second floor of the Rosebud Visitor Center, so stop on in.
All right. Thank you again, Jennifer.
Yep. Thank you.
Jennifer Feist, who is the Director of Economic Development for Valley City and Barnes County, our guest on our Voice of the Valley for today.